Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It was one of those tough nights that, you know, you felt like you were right in the game, but it didn't happen. The bullpen, they did a good job, you know. Towards the end, it's hard, you know, to use, you know, Witt or Chappie, you know, down one, understanding where we at, you know, and where we going this week, you know. So, seen a single, a bloop single, and then we put Peyton in that situation. We got to know, too, you know, and now we're prepared for the next one.
That was Red Sox manager Alex Cora after the disappointing end to the series in Tampa. Red Sox take 2 out of 3, but lose the finale, don't play overly well, some base running issues, some of the early season issues. Alex Cora will join us here on WEEI Afternoons tomorrow, 2:30, in the midst of the most important week of the season by far, not just because it's the last week, but because they're running out of time to nail down a playoff spot. We'll also talk to Adam Schefter tomorrow, 3:45, and Kevin Stephens. Ted Johnson will be in studio with us.
Kevin Stephens, a longtime NHL player, multi-Stanley Cup winner. He's got he's a terrific guy. He's dealt with addiction issues. He's got a foundation, an event on Thursday night in the Seaport. Him and his awesome, awesome sister, Kelly, will be in to talk about the foundation. They're great, great people. They'll be in at 4:30 tomorrow.
All right, before we get to this Red Sox series, let's clean up a couple phone calls here because this Edelman chatter has gotten people riled up. Let's go to Dan in Nashua. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. Just real quick, to that guy who was talking about Calvin Johnson, you know, having done nothing in the playoffs, the guy only played in 2 playoff games. And in one, he had 12 catches for 211 yards.
Oof.
And the other one, he had 5 catches for 85. So, you know, not his fault he didn't make the playoffs a lot, but when he was there, he balled out pretty good.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Dan.
He was there's freaks, and then there's super freaks, and then there's Megatron.
Unbelievable.
Golly.
Awesome. Would you say top 10 wide receiver all-time NFL?
Yeah. Talent-wise, yeah.
Definitely talent-wise.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Julio?
Julio Jones.
There's just so many, and there becomes more and more. Now more and more when there's teams with 2 receivers and you start comparing stats and modern stats, and that's why a guy like Stanley Morgan gets screwed. You played in the 70s, but you averaged 20 yards a catch, basically. Mm-hmm. Just a different time. Let's go back to the phone calls. David in the car has a thought on Edelman. What's up, David?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. This is an excellent topic. And Edelman deserves to be on the Hall of Fame over Wes Welker, and this is why I say that. First of all, if you look at him, he's got 3 Super Bowls, one of them being an MVP. Part of the Super Bowls that he won, the 28-3. Edelman played a big part on that Super Bowl as they came back and won that. Wes Welker lost the Super Bowl for us in 2011.
You mean that bad throw from Brady? That bad throw from Brady? Is that the one you're talking about?
No.
Is that the one you're talking about, David? Thanks for the call, David. I get the button.
We're big proponents of 2 things can be true on this program, and that was not Brady's best throw, but Wes should have caught the ball.
I think they both would argue they should have done better on that play. I think they both would argue that.
I don't think that one play should define whether or not he gets in the Hall of Famer.
And maybe don't try to throw a 50-yard pass to Gronk on one ankle with Chase Blackburn in coverage. Maybe don't throw, everybody had their mistakes.
And this is a passionate, I actually love this topic.
It's a great one.
And especially the Welker Edelman dynamic. Edelman is the postseason clutch Super Bowl winner. Welker was a multi-time All-Pro. Not a slot receiver. He was an All-Pro. He was the best receiver in football.
6 years in a row, he had more than 100 catches.
Ridiculous.
6 years in a row.
Redefined the position, and a lot of people, that one play has tainted the view of a lot of people for Wes Welker.
It's a shame.
I think
it's
a shame. With me, the parent, was it? It was one play. It was a big play, Focker.
It was
It was just one play, but it was a big play, Fokker.
you caught me off guard there. Yeah, I didn't see that one coming, Ted. Okay, so the Red Sox, the Blue Jays, six games left. You got Giolito tonight. How are we feeling about the Red Sox chances? Dan Ball, actually, you need to start this segment.
Let's go,
because
Dan.
You don't like how I am articulating your thoughts on the final six games of the season and their chances. So let's get it from the horse's mouth.
Okay, good pick of the end there of the horse there at the end of that sentence. Yeah, no, I think you were just a little too severe in the characterization of what I'm saying. I'm just saying it is definitely a somewhat likely possibility that this team could flame out at the end of the season because of the evidence I presented yesterday that they have had a lot of trouble closing out on series and showing the kind of killer instinct that I think is indicative of a playoff team. They're one Trevor Story cold week away from having 0 out of 9 guys that I trust at the plate right now.
Yeah.
Zero.
That's
how can you be optimistic about this lineup the way they're hitting right now?
It's hard to be, but I actually used Dan Ball and sort of his feelings as the root for my poll today at Jumbo Heart at WEEI Afternoons. How many of the final six games against the Blue Jays and Tigers are you expecting the Red Sox to win? And the options I gave with 2 or less, 3 to 4, 5 or 6.
You should have put 0.
I know, but I no, because no one thinks, other than you, no one thinks 0. You would have been the only one voting.
Genius walks alone.
So 3 to 4 is getting by far the most votes, 70%. So 70% of Red Sox fans think they're at least going to split the final six games of the season. 27% is next with 2 or less, and only 3% believe they're going to win 5 or 6 to roll right on to the postseason.
Eins bis drei. 1, 2, 3. They win 3. They win 1 against Toronto, 2 the final weekend of the season, and squeak their ass in. It is an ultimate backup into the playoffs with no momentum. And then what are you doing next week? Praying that the starting pitching comes back around and that they get involved in a lot of 2-1, 3-2 games, guys.
I don't want to introduce this topic late in the show, but I do want to put a pin in the idea of, if they make the playoffs, it's a successful season, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Yep. Like,
you can almost argue that it is already, if you wanted to.
Almost argue, but if Dan Ball's right and they lose the final six games of the season and they miss the playoffs?
Disaster. Fold the franchise. What do you mean? Sell the team.
You're saying if they go 1-5, they still make the playoffs?
Well, there's we're not doing that.
2-4?
Nope, we're not doing that. I listened to Jones and Keith do that. Nope, they did the whole rundown and my head started to hurt and SATs. But I will say, if they lose six games, Dan Ball, or let's just say they lose they only win 1 or 2. It's going to be hard next Monday to come on here at 2 o'clock on a Patriots Monday and say, "Woo, successful season for the Red Sox," when they're done.
Limped in, like,
you can't.
Kind of have to characterize it as, "Oh, it was a promising season. It was a season that you can build off of." But unfortunately, we've had a lot of seasons the last couple where you've had that same takeaway.
And you're going to just be pointing to the injuries, most notably to Roman Anthony, who became, over the course of the season, became your best player and then the biggest loss you could have possibly had, even though I don't know if we knew he was even this big at the time.
That is what not the number one thing I'd point to also. To Ted's point, I'm pointing to the trade deadline once again.
That's number one for sure. What kind of update, by the way, when we talk to Alex Cora on the Wednesday edition of WEI Afternoons, what kind of update do we think we're going to get on Roman Anthony?
Well, see, he was feeling good, but then he went to Gillette, and he was so mad that he saw a second fumble that he reacted.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And then pulled it, and he's done for the rest
of his life. He's now up to 30 minutes of walking on the treadmill.
That's what he did.
Walking
on the treadmill,
30 minutes now.
He was so mad at Ramondre's second fumble, he threw a beer and then restrained his oblique.
He actually passed the 80-year-old woman at the mall, and now he's walking faster than her, which is a good sign. But in all seriousness, it's hard to have confidence. I get where you are, Dan. I get where you are, Ted. But I also just, you have to, in some sense, say they're a good baseball team, and they have three good starting pitchers. Do we all agree on that?
Yes.
Do we still agree they're all good still, even though
they've had good seasons.
Good seasons, less good of late is probably a way you could describe them.
Bale's one dominant, two good.
So if you have three good pitchers in the final six games of the season, even if you win two out of three of those, that's two wins right there, steal one of the others, boom, there's your 3-3 over the end of the season. I don't think anybody expects them. I do believe, Dan Ball, there's a better chance they go 0-6 than going 6-0. That is where I will join you. Like, I don't feel good about them suddenly getting hot and putting things together. In fact, based on the other night, where base running issues are now going to be an issue again, and like, are we actually regressing? Are we going backwards? Is defense becoming an issue? I was all over Bregman. He gets that ball and throws home and throws it 12 feet short of the
plate. What do we think their number one issue is right now? Number one.
Offense.
Not getting hitting runners when they're in scoring position.
There was a joke.
No clutch hitting.
Yesterday, Ted, on the text line that the worst case scenario currently for all Boston sports teams are the Patriots on the goal line or the Red Sox with the bases loaded.
Yeah.
Because you don't score. Yep. That's just not how it works. And that's unfortunate that there's like this negative. There's like a little negative cloud over the team, which is shouldn't how it be, right? Like, we're in it. I go back to that Shaughnessy column last year. It is September 23rd. They have six meaningful baseball games. It's essentially playoff baseball tonight. Like, you can go home, turn your TV on, turn your radio on, time them up nicely, listen to Will Fleming, and watch a playoff baseball game. That's what this is tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't we enjoy that?
Yeah, let's enjoy it.
When was the last time we had that?
It's been four years.
4 years, Fitzy. Yeah. So when something comes along once every fifth year, shouldn't you enjoy it? It's like Halley's Comet.
This is a leap year where you could have playoffs in your hand and then you let it go.
Yeah, I don't know. Me, who I usually feel like I lean into the negative, Fitzy, and you've done enough of these with me over the years. Mm-hmm. There's an opportunity to be positive here, so why be negative? Like, why choose to have a negative view when you have six games to play, and if you split them, you're probably going to the postseason?
Because I think people wanted that postseason so badly, and they're so frustrated by the way the last couple of weeks have gone that it's hard not to start getting back into pre-2004 vibes, Ted.
It's hard, right, Fitzy? It's like the June and July were magical. I mean, it was, like, incredible. I mean, we've been at games where, you know, walk-off home runs. It was a magical season. They limped out of the gate. Mm-hmm. And they had to trade their best player, and it was ugly there. And then they figured it out, and it was awesome summer. And I think it's the way it's finishing is just got people down and nervous because of what we experienced for those 2 months in the summer.
You should be nervous, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have some hope. And I think it's your guy who you helped induct on Saturday. If you get in the tournament, anything can happen, right?
That's it.
So if they, whatever, let's say, I don't even know if this works mathematically, but let's say they go 1-5, but somehow sneak in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you get a chance.
Yeah.
You got a puncher's chance. And I think your right-hand punch, your starting pitching, your Garrett Crochet gives you a little bit more than a puncher's chance because he can go out there and win you game one. And once you win game one, all bets are off. Now you get a shot, right? You gave yourself a shot. So I am going to choose to be optimistic.
Okay.
Until I watch the game.
That's just because you're getting egg rolls tonight.
And I'm getting egg rolls, and it also could change. When I sit down for my egg rolls and my Miller Lite and I look up and it goes, walk, home run, 3-0. Yeah, my optimism will be gone, and I'll be with Dan Ball predicting them to go 0-6 over the final six games of the season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.